Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Once upon a time, there was a very industrious and haughty tailor who thought that their tailor shop was the best in the world and they could make any piece of clothing for any person and make them look, the person that they made the clothing for, the best that they'd ever looked in their life. The tailor had all kinds of clients, right? The tailor had, wealthy investors. the tailor had debutantes about to go to the ball.
It me.
Two debutantes, yes. And only one of them, unfortunately, one of them could win, and the winner was...
Both of us.
The tailor had all people of all stars and stripes. Anyone, anywhere that you asked, the tailor had made the most beautiful clothes. But one day, while the tailor, the boastful and haughty tailor, was working away in his shop, the door opened, and there in front of him was his royal majesty. And his royal majesty was there for a suit.
Excuse me. I've heard of your fashionista ways. I've heard of your haughty body. I've heard you make the finest clothes in all the land, and I would like to commission from you a suit.
Well, sir, I'm just but one humble tailor. My hands are covered in blood from all the needles I use all day. You want me to make you a suit?
Oh, never mind. I'll just go to H&M.
No, please. Oh, I blew it. Please,
The tailor was downplaying it because one look at the king, the tailor was absolutely convinced that they could not make the king clothes. Because the king...
Weird body?
No, it was... I don't want to say weird body, but are you familiar with the Burger King king?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like humongous head. Like, the head was... But not the Burger King king, like a human head, but yeah. The size of the burger. Like a nightmare, right? Like...
Well, I will say in Hollywood, big heads book.
To a point.
Jennifer Aniston, huge head.
To a point, but like, take Jennifer Aniston and like times eight. Like, this is a big...
Oh,
this is a
no.
Big, and it's frozen, like the burger. It basically, one-to-one Burger King king, I don't know, like deviant art Burger King king human, and it's that. Like, the tailor is seeing this, and it's like, oh, my God, I don't know what to do with this.
Well, I'll need hear him more say fabric. It. No, he's right. The narrator's right. I'm sorry.
So the king insisted. The king absolutely insisted and said, Tailor, you have... how many days should we give him? You're the king. You can do anything you want.
Can I ask a question? You need more fabric because I have a huge head.
Yep.
I don't know if I misspoke. I'm looking for a suit.
Yeah, with a hat. I always give a bonus hat.
Oh, okay.
It
makes sense now.
The tailor had thought about a plan where they were going to give the king like one of those big-ass David Byrne suits, but they had to make it even bigger so the king's head looks small. Because everybody always talked about how this king had a big head and, you know, metaphorically big head, but also like a huge head.
And so wow, even bigger in person, if I do say myself.
Thank
wow.
You. Oh, can I say H&M, of course, stands for horse and manure?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So the tailor obviously wanted to give the king one day of the king's life where everyone would be like, wow, the king has like a normal looking head. Like, that's pretty cool for the king. So the tailor set to work. Oh, they spun their weave all day and all night, and they desperately tried. They desperately tried, but everything they did, it turned to naught. They could not make a suit of clothes that would make the king look like they had like even a Jennifer Aniston proportioned head. Like even that would be like ideal for this king.
How does it look? Be honest. You're recoiling. That's bad.
No. It's good. It's good. It's good.
You sure?
Yeah. Just don't ask anyone else, okay?
Wait, why?
Just ask me.
Okay.
I'm just saying, ask me.
You're being honest?
Yeah.
Look, the tailor was at a loss. The tailor had no way of helping the king, because despite how haughty the tailor was and how confident they were in their ability, they just couldn't help this king. So one night, they packed up their bindle, and they were planning to flee town. And they left their town, they left their home, and they walked and walked and walked, but they got lost. They were supposed to be taking the road from, let's call it Cincinnati to Vegas, but instead they got lost, and they found themselves in a bog. A bog.
Fun.
Now's my time to shine, baby.
I think you mean our time to shine.
Oh, hey, Ka.
Remember, I always get 10%.
10%? That's not very generous.
What do we have here, Bog Witch? It's a tailor.
We have a tailor. That will add nicely to our collection of a tinker.
Soldier.
Spy.
Thomas. Jonathan. But look, Taylor, why are you crying?
Because I thought a great opportunity would be great and not the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Oh, that sounds so sad. Well, tell you what, my crow and I will do you a solid. We will grant you one wish if you can make me a new outfit. As you see, I just have a white t-shirt and jeans.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, what's her image? We kind of want to figure this out because yeah. I can book her if we know, like, what type she is, you know?
Yeah, well, I just have to.
I know I'm not the first to tell you this. Your head is huge.
Wow. Good for our business.
Big Heads Book.
Big Heads Book. BHB. That's the name of my agency.
I thought it was CAA. No, that's
my
name. That's your name.
But I work for BHB.
Well, anyways, I'll be on my way.
No.
A suit
of clothes. So the tailor worked in the swamp. There wasn't a lot of materials, but the tailor, very haughty, very good at what they do. And they made the Bog Witch a brand new outfit.
So we're talking 2022 Yeezys on the feet. We're talking, let's see, like a denim skort thing. Like it's like a skort.
Very
with like,
cool and in. Good.
Wow.
With like one strap. It's not like overalls. It's like a one strap, but it's like to the side. What else? Taylor, help me out here. What else did you do?
No, you
this?
Were doing great.
Can I
describe it, Ka?
Can I just say, my Instagram is blowing up. Everyone loves my new fit, my new drip.
And
you get what? Oh.
And the Bog Witch's drip was on fleek, and everybody knew. And it was, and the Bog Witch was booking. Ka was making that 10% money. The Bog Witch bought a nice, like, place. Like, it was really blowing up for the Bog Witch. But the Bog Witch fulfilled their part of the bargain, and they granted the tailor one wish.
What shall it be, tailor? You have served me well, so I shall do you in return.
Well, it's sort of a two-part wish. You probably aren't powerful enough to make it come true, huh?
No, I am.
Oh.
Of course I am.
Well,
yes,
I would like to be emperor, and I would like a new suit.
Okay. Done. Let me snap your finger.
Not till
I get my 10%. Let's see. 10% of being the emperor. Let's see. 10% of that is like
the letter E?
I guess I get to be like the letter E, like the Duke of E. I get to be the Duke of E. Cool.
And don't worry, Taylor. If you take away the E, you're still an emperor.
Because I think it's EMP, right?
So Emperor.
You're Emperor.
Okay, and then 10% of a new suit is like socks for me. So, okay, go ahead.
And there you are. You, Emperor, are Emperor, and you have a new suit.
So the Emperor traveled back through the bogs of just outside of Cincinnati. So what's
here,
just
I'll out? Dry. I'll go ahead and dry you off as well as a kind of a second part.
Yeah.
Casey, a third part of the wish.
What, Casey, help us with a Cincinnati suburb. Like, what would that be? Because the bog has to be in like a suburb of...
Is Dayton a suburb? No.
I think Dayton's its own shit, like, because it's like Akron.
I mean, Kentucky
Columbus.
Is... Columbus? Cincinnati's basically Paducah. In Kentucky.
Paducah. We'll call it Paducah right across the river. Okay, so the bog witch, who isn't a bog, which is Paducah, Kentucky. Apologies.
I think people say over the Rhine or OTR.
Mm-hmm. BHB. The emperor has a brand new suit of clothes, and they go back to the kingdom of Cincinnati, and they see the king with his big head, but this time they outrank the king.
You there, who are you with that great suit? Oh, emperor.
I'm the new emperor. Walk away from me.
yes, right away.
And the king did walk away. And the king walked and walked and walked and walked until they walked themselves into the bog. But the bog witch wasn't even there anymore because she's booking. She's booking.
That's
she's working.
Right, that's right.
And so she's like doing really well. And the king, it's a bog and he's got a big ass head. He fucking just died in there, man. Like he died. He tripped and he fell into that bog, man. He fucking drowned, dude. He died. So he never got his clothes, but eventually they recovered his body, and the emperor just made like a big sheet and like tied him up in that. And that was when his like funeral was in like a big sheet. Yeah, so it's like pretty good.
Before we end, can I ask what did I book? Was it a reoccurring? Was it a walk
three.
On?
It's an arc. It's a 3-ep arc on Blue Bloods.
Oh,
yes. With the possibility they could use it. This is like the and it's also like the mid season finale too.
Yes.
So they could just like keep by your phone because they could use you maybe potentially. It's not nothing's. First of all, I'm working. I'm going to work on it because I think that you're good. I think you're worth it.
I
see a way that they could bring you back.
Yeah. Residuals?
It's not. It's only front end now. But if we book you as a regular, then there's residuals. Yeah.
Okay.
Not bad.
And you can't make eye contact with Tom Selleck either.
Oh, because
he has fired people for less. More important people for less.
Wow.
Yeah, he means it. And I think there's a Wahlberg that I think you can't touch.
Oh, must be Donnie.
I hope so.
Well, I'm happy. This
the end.
1, 2, 3, 4, hey, riddle, riddles, clue crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.